Hi, Michael Griffiths here from Referral Marketing Guru. Great to have you on this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today we're going to be looking at the importance of getting into hubs and networks, into places that already exist that you can tap into because it has your target audience, it has your clientele. But there is a particular way for you to be able to go about this. And that's why some people are really successful in getting into other people's hubs and networks, and other people just don't get the door open for them. So that's what we're going to touch on today. So firstly, what is a hub stroke network? Well, it is a group, it is a community, it is a place which has already been built that already has your target audience in it. So it might be like a professional association. Professional association for marketers, for accountants, for financial planners, for teachers. It could be a group, mothers clubs, sporting associations. It could be a business community in which someone has set up. So there's business coaches that set up communities because their niche is just a particular target audience. There's industry sectors, hospitality sector, health sector, that have their own association stroke groups which members are a part of. So there are so many hubs and networks out there that already have your target audience. The key is you have to go find where they are and then you have to get yourself in them. So why would they want you to be a part of it? Well, every single person who has a hub or a network is generally good at something, but they're not good at everything. Let me take our own hub. So we've got a hub full of businesses. We're great at teaching them about referral marketing, about partnerships, about engaging with their community, about social media engagement to form better partnerships, about cross promotions, about affiliates. That's our area. We've got no idea about Facebook ads, no idea about web design, no idea about techie stuff, no idea about financial stuff. So therefore, rather than pretending we do, we ask people, can you add value to our hub? So that's the same as what other people do. They want experts to add value because it makes them look good. When you think people who have got a spot on a TV show or a radio show as the actual expert in that area, why? Because it adds value to the people of that community. It adds value to the people who are there, who are listening, and therefore it makes that particular person, show, group look brilliant. So the question is, what hubs should you be getting into? And then let's look at how to get into them. So you might want to hit pause now and just make it a little bit of a list of hubs that you know that are worth you trying to get into. Once you've made that list, here is the process that I use to get into other hubs. So first off, I shoot someone an email because that's non-intrusive, it's easy, I'm not going to interrupt them. So I shoot them an email with my thoughts. And most of the time it's something like, hey, I've just come across this great network, hub, community, whatever language it is, depending on what it is. And I'd love to be able to find out if there is a way that we could create some win-win opportunities between each other. That's as simple as the first part. Because either they're interested in creating those win-wins or they're not. And either way is fine, but at least you're going to know. If we don't get a response from that email, might send another one or might send a message. Okay, don't stop after just one if you really want to be in that hub. Most of the time, though, you'll get a response. So if the response is that they're interested in looking at this further, great, set up a call. You don't need a face-to-face meeting, set up a call. And then on that call, you need to show your worth. You need to show how you are going to make them look great because that's what they're interested in. They're interested in how am I going to look? How's our credibility going to look? And can you add value that's going to make our community go, wow? So that's what you need to be able to show on the call. Once you've done that, then all you have to focus on is adding value. Do not focus on yourself. Do not focus on being able to get clients from that particular network until you have added value. So I still remember, and now this is nearly 12 months ago, where we were given a chance within a particular hub. Okay? Someone actually introduced us to them. That's a great way. And I sat down with them, we chatted how we could add value, and then away we went. And I was with them for about 3 months doing stuff. And our feedback scores were 9.5 through to 10. And they were over the moon. And they came and they said, oh, can you do a whole day with our people also? When they reach this particular stage, can you get up and be able to talk to them? So that even gave us more exposure. But my focus the whole time was giving value, being the rock star. Not to get business, but to impress. Because when you have that way of thinking, you're always going to get business if you're impressing. People will naturally come back to you because they want help in what you do. The people who focus on that don't give enough value, and therefore people don't want to come back to you. And I've seen that happen too many times where people lose their hub because their focus is on themselves and not on giving value. So we need to make sure that if you get given a chance within a hub, you take it with both hands. So where are your hubs? It is the quickest, easiest way to be able to get in front of lots of your target audience rather than trying to get one by one by one by one. So think, where else does your target audience go? What communities are they part of? What groups are they part of? What associations are they part of? And then, how do you become the expert within that hub? And that's about making conversations, engaging, and showing your worth. Hopefully that's been really helpful, and I really want to hear what sort of hubs that you're getting into. So make sure you join us on Facebook. You can join us either on our fan page. You can join us in our new group. That's facebook.com/groups/Michael Griffiths. Tell me how you're going with your hubs. Share your challenges, share your wins. You can always find us more at referralmarketingguru.com.au, where we've got videos, blogs, and join the community. Until next time, look forward to speaking to you soon.